Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Look, we were right there the other day. I mean, I think these are the games that, you know, I think the best players, these are games that, you know, an elite team on the road, they've won, what, 7 out of 8, 8 out of 9, whatever it is. These are the games that it's fun. It's fun to get ready to play as a coach, and I think it's fun for the guys to play in. It's a tough building to play in. They got great fans, and they're on a roll.
That is Magic head coach Steve Clifford, and the one thing you heard him talk about, you're right, they have won 7 of 8, they have won 8 or 9, whichever way you slice their dice at this Oklahoma City Thunder team, playing really good basketball right now. They do come off a loss at the hands of the Boston Celtics, but their usual suspects, the two guys that everybody talks about, the two guys that everybody knows about, had games. How about Paul George, another 30-point effort? How about Russell Westbrook, another triple-double and a loss? So that's what we're going to talk about. Tonight, the Orlando Magic are getting set for what is an 8 o'clock tip time locally here in Orlando, as they face off against Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and a guy by the name of Dennis Schroeder, as they try and make a little bit of a run towards the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. We're also going to tell you why it's potentially that run to an Eastern Conference playoff spot and the 8th spot might get a little bit harder if something that might go down today. We'll talk about that more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Here's what we have on the docket for you. We're going to talk about tonight's game. We're going to talk about the recently crowned All-Star Nick Vucevic. We'll talk with Richie Adubato about that. Yes, yes, yes. Fireside chats with Richie Adubato will commence today. And we'll also give you an injury update on what's going on with Mo Bamba. The club earlier today released an announcement that he has been diagnosed with a stress fracture in his left tibia. His return depends on how he responds. There is a quote from President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman. We'll get to that here in a little bit as well. So that's what we have on the docket as we try and get Richie on the phone. Just a reminder, hey, Magic fans, want to see the Warriors when they come to town? Hilton is giving you the opportunity to win the ultimate Orlando staycation by going to www.orlandomagic.com/Hilton. You can enter a chance to win see the Orlando Magic take on the Golden State Warriors at the Amway Center on February 28th and win a two-night stay at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. All you have to do to win the ultimate Orlando staycation is visit www.orlandomagic.com/Hilton to enter and for full terms and conditions. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines as the one and only Richie Adubato awaits. And Richie, I will tell you what, it has been a while since we've had you on this show, and I will tell you what, our listeners love it when you're on this show. So how's it going, my man?
Oh, well, that's a nice compliment.
Well, you know what? That's what I do, Richie. I build you up so I can tear you down later. You know, that's managing 101.
But I wasn't going to mention it, okay? We're hoping for the best, okay? Hoping for the best.
Absolutely. You know? Well, I will tell you what, Richie, a lot has happened since the last time you were on this show. One, Nick Vucevic has been named an All-Star. Two, the Magic have an All-Star for the first time since 2012. You've seen Nick evolve over the years, and I know this wasn't something that we talked about beforehand, but I just want to get your take on the evolution that you've seen from Nick Vucevic from the time that the Magic acquired him in that three-team trade with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers to where he is now in year 8 of his professional career. Just how much development have you seen from that young man?
Well, it's been unbelievable to tell you the truth, because I've seen a lot of guys, and we know guys progress over the years. They usually get better if they're hard-working guys and they got a great desire, to have a terrific game in the NBA. But in regard to him, to me, the first thing that he did, we all know that he has become an excellent rebounder, and that, along with rebounding, his versatility has improved. But I call him poetry in the post.
Oh,
and
I always
used to call Duncan that. Okay, he was my main guy. That was definitely poetry that you could not stop. And now I can honestly say, each year his ability to score in the post has improved, with lefty hooks, righty hooks, up and unders, the ability to pump fake, get people in the air and score, all right? But then he's improved his game where he can go and shoot the three ball, which we know a lot of people can do. But now he can pick and roll, and he can pick and pop. And that's one of the hardest things to defend in the league. Most of the time, the big guys would always pick and roll to the basket, you know, how to rotate and be able to defend that. But now, if you don't know where he's going to go, usually when he picks and pops, he's open for a wide open jumper, and he used to be top of the key range. Now it's 3-point range, which we know is incredible. Also, I've watched him. Most people look to make a turnaround jumper. You don't know where he's going to turn, whether he's going to go with the left, going to go with the right, or whether he's going to go up and under. So it isn't like in most instances when you're guarding a post guy, you know, they'll have their favorite move and maybe a counter to their favorite move. But he has unbelievable amounts of variety in his game, which makes him impossible to stop. So that was one part of it. Now we'll go to the passing. His passing now, where he sees the whole court, and he'll make the diagonal pass, which is so smart, because when you make the diagonal pass from the left box and you can throw it to the right wing, there's a guy sitting there. The defense can't rotate and catch up. He's going to be sitting there shooting or playing horse with a three ball, which has made him even better with that. His outlet passes have become better. And now even he's not athletic, but he's done a much better job of protecting the paint, which you've seen him do, and then he's been going after every rebound now. And just every part of his game has improved. We know he has a great attitude. We know he works very hard. But just unbelievable, the improvement that he's made. And, of course, he deserved. And I was glad he made it, because he certainly deserved, with the double-doubles this year and last year, almost every night, matching every big center. And he's also outplayed some of the premier centers this year during the league. So I was glad that he certainly deserved it and should have got it.
Absolutely. Well, he's over 20 points. He's over 12 rebounds a game. It's over 30 double-doubles. Like you mentioned, he has been Orlando's Iron Man. And, you know, we talk time and time again that if it was not for Nick Vucevic this year, offensively, I don't know how well this Magic team would do. But, you know, one of the interesting things that you and your broadcast partner, Dennis Newman, always make on the Magic Radio Network is, and this is a simple thing, you know, people talk about a pro being a pro, and a lot of people don't understand what that means. If there is one guy on this Magic team that is the definition of what a professional basketball player, what a professional athlete should be, it's Nick Vucevic, isn't it, Richie?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. And you're talking about certain qualifications that you look for, because, you know, he'll make comments to the official, but he hasn't had any technical school on him, has he? Maybe one. But, I mean, you know, he does it in the proper right way. He understands the game. He tries to help his players out. You can see it in his passing now, where he always hits Fournier if he's open, either in the corner or on a dribble handoff where he throws back to him. He's going to be wide open. He'll pass the ball as we are posting more all the time with Aaron Gordon, who's really getting very effective in the low post. If he's open, he gets him that pass all the time. And then, like I say, he's always being positive with the younger guys and helping them out. Just a quality guy all the way, as we know. And that really helps when a guy is a good player and will extend his ability to take the leadership. A lot of players don't want the leadership. They stay within the realm of their game because there's an awful lot of pressure when you do that. But he's done that also in the locker room and in the timeouts.
Right now, talking with our very own Richie Adubato. You can catch him on the Magic Radio Network tonight as he joins Brandon Kravitz for Magic Tonight. Also, the Orlando Magic getting set for an 8 o'clock tip time locally as they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, Richie, this was one thing that slipped my mind when we were going over our pre-show prep, but you actually coached in an NBA All-Star game with Shaq, Penny. So Nick Vucevic, who's going to an All-Star game this weekend or next weekend, what is that whole event like? What are some of the things that you remember from that All-Star game?
Well, what I remember is when you sit in the locker room and you're going over some of the things that you want to do during the course of the game, and you look around and you see the star players that are. That was a big thrill for me, especially because I started as a high school coach and then in college and a whole bit. And now, but I was fortunate enough to coach Shaq and Patrick Ewing and Penny, okay, and a number of the players there. But just to know that you are with the best of the best is a big thrill. And that's a big thrill for all of the players when they look around and they see who's in that room and understand that you're the cream of the crop, and you didn't get there very easily because there's only X amount of players that make it to the All-Star game, and you've made it. So that's a big thrill. From the coaching standpoint, by the way,
I was going to say, there's not much coaching in that game, right? There's probably not much coaching at all. Well, you kind of just saw them to go do their thing?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, all you're doing is managing people's minutes so that everybody's happy, okay? They all want to play. They all want to get in game. You don't have, like, 2 weeks of practice to drill this team or whatever. So you got to hope that, you know, they'll be themselves. They understand how to play the game. They understand that they really need a lot of communication in this game if they're going to be able to stop the other people. But it's a wide-open game for the most part. Fans come there, they love to see like 130 to 132. As a coach, like I say, your job is to rotate people and give them the opportunity because they certainly deserve it. And then what you hope for, so you know as a coach, is that the game will close up and it will get very close at the end. And then in the last 3 or 4 minutes, whatever it may be, you will see guys really digging in and playing defense because they're all winners. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. And so now they're really going to dig in and play as hard as they can to get the win for whoever they represent, whether it's the West or whether it's the East. But I want to say one thing. Jordan wasn't there because he was in baseball that 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I missed his face in that locker room. as I looked around, because I've always had such great, you know, feelings for him. I knew him a little bit, but just how great a player he was in person. He wasn't there. But, you know, we had great players, as we all know, and we got great players that'll be there coming up very shortly, without question.
Absolutely. Nick becomes just the 8th Magic player all time to be awarded an NBA All-Star berth. He's the first one since 2012, since Dwight Howard earned the honor. And, you know, for years we've talked about it's great to have players on All-Star Weekend. It's great to have guys participate in the NBA Slam Dunk Contest, like Victor did, like Aaron did, like Terrence has in the past. But there's nothing quite like than having your pinstripes out there on Sunday being represented. And Nick Vucevic is going to represent this organization in about a week and a half. Hey, Richie, I do have to duck in a quick break, but when we return on the other side, I want to talk to you about the playoff push this team continues to make. They're 4 games back in the loss column, though. I want to tell you why that's important. We'll also talk about this Thunder team, Paul George. Is there any way to stop him? All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Magic fans, don't miss out on celebrating our 30th anniversary season, presented by Advent Health. Be there as we take a trip down memory lane to commemorate our rich history during classic nights. Join us as the team suits up in our classic edition uniforms at select games this season. Each classic night will feature unique entertainment, music, videos, and more that will instantly immerse you in our history over the last 3 decades. Visit OrlandoMagic.com to buy tickets to classic nights this season only.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Both he and Russell Westbrook, I mean, they're hard enough to guard if you get your defense set, but we can't have, so they had 18 fast break points. And then those guys also, they both had shot too many free throws. And, you know, we got to, if nothing else tonight, we have to get our defense set.
Those two dudes, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, pretty good. How about this? Paul George, 27.8 points per game, 4 assists, just under 8 rebounds. If you go back to his last 4 games and you look at his points per game average, 38.25. That is absurd, friends. I'm sorry. That is ridiculous. He had another 38-point outing the other night. He had 37 against the Magic about a week ago. Now Orlando's job tonight, just try and contain those two guys. How about that? Pretty easy right now. We are talking with the one and only Richie Adubata, but just a reminder, are you a small business owner? United Healthcare wants to put your small business in the spotlight. They understand the importance that each small business plays in the community and want to give you the recognition that you deserve. By entering your small business in the United Healthcare spotlight on Small Business Sweepstakes, you could win the opportunity to be a Magic sponsor for a game and promote your business in front of thousands of Magic fans. To enter, all you got to do is visit OrlandoMagic.com/spotlight on small business. And must be 18 years or older to enter. Businesses must have between 5 and 50 employees. All you got to do is visit OrlandoMagic.com/spotlight on small business for official rules. All right, this Magic team is still on the hunt. So as I welcome in the one and only Richie Adubato, I want to get Richie's take on. All right, Richie. So, you know, we look at this Magic team for everything that they have been this year. They're still just 3 games back of that ace spot. And you sit there and you kind of scratch your head. And you say, how is it happening? Well, we talked about one part of it. That was their newly cemented all-star in Nikola Vucevic. The other part is that on nights where things have been clicking, this has been one of the toughest teams in the NBA to get out each and every night. So I guess my question to you is, Richie, you know, when you were coaching a basketball team and you were trying to figure out and tinker with things, you know, one of the toughest things that I deal with on a nightly basis about this Magic team is inconsistency.
Correct.
I'm not even sure you can fix that, can you? That's kind of a player thing, right?
Well, basically, I mean, that's been the problem all year. First of all, we got to talk about, you know, the youth. They're still very young. Guys come into the league a lot younger than they used to. They used to come in at 22 and 23 with 4 years of college behind them. So you can understand the growth and development compared to now when they come in after 1 year playing somewhere else. So, you know, it's not easy to get consistent, but as you play together, which we've been doing, Steve Clifford really accents that part of the game. He's always talking about our assist, the turnover has got to be two to one or 2.5 to 1, because then you know you're being consistent in how you're running your offense, which usually leads to open shots, penetrations into the paint, and then maybe you pass off to somebody open or drive and dishes. All of that is shown in your assist to turnover and as far as what you do as a team, playing together, moving the ball, moving players, moving the defense, all of those things. And when we do that, we're very, very effective. Now, sometimes we go a little bit too much to the one-on-one game, and that's what, you know, he's trying to correct and they're trying to correct, and you can see it. Usually, like I say, in assist to turnover and in when you have balanced scoring. Okay, when we beat the Nets the other night, we had like 6 guys in double figures.
Yeah.
That and your assist to turnover tells you that you're playing a team game. Lately, within our continuity offense, we have been posting up Vucevic and we've been posting up Gordon. And you can see that. Sometimes they start the game with each one of them in the post 2 times. They're very effective in there, without question. And then we've also, late game, been able to go to Vooch and Evan, or Vooch and Ross, or Augustine, developing a play and then spotting up somewhere, which when he's spotted up, please throw him the ball, okay? Because he's absolutely unbelievable. But we also know that he's death on the foul line, as he proved in a couple of big wins where he pump fake, gets him in the air, goes to the line with seconds to go and is able to make all 3 of them. And in one game not too long ago, he was 10 for 10 from the line. It also helped us to win. But we're balanced now. Better in our scoring, we're getting better shots, and we're more consistent in the way we play on the offensive end.
Right now, talking with our very own Richie Adubata. You can catch him tonight on the Magic Radio Network. Orlando getting set for what is an 8 o'clock tip time down there in Oklahoma City as they take on Paul George and their Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, Richie, one of the interesting things I thought that you just mentioned there was, you know, when teams get behind, they tend to abandon their instincts in order to just try and find a quick fix. How hard is that as a player when you have an alpha dog mentality like most of these guys do? Because I think if you play in the NBA, your competitive spirit is probably higher than anybody else's across the 4 major sports because it's such a difficult league just to make. How hard is that to coach players that in times when your team is struggling or your team is going through a rut, that you need to trust your instincts and not almost just trust your innate abilities? You know, because I think that's what happens sometimes, right?
Well, I think you do most of that work in your film room. That's why your film guys are so important, because you can show them clips where they've really come down and executed the offense to precision. And what is the result? You're shooting horse shots, and you're getting really looks. Versus if you're looking to go too much in a one-on-one basis, so now you're driving into a pack defense. You're making it very difficult for you to get open shots. As a result, you see you don't shoot a high percentage, and you don't make them. After a while, and you keep drilling them in, and also you have your late game plays that you run specifically when the game is on the line, and we've seen that recently. Who we go to, I just mentioned a few of them, and then you practice them day in and day night, and you know at the end of the game we will be going with 4 up, 3 down, and 5 out, okay? And they know them like they know their own name, and as a result, you get them, I think, to execute more. When you run the continuity offense, it's more of a freak type of offense, a lot of movement. A lot of movement, we know, passing and players and defense. But lately we've been going to our clutch guys, guys that we know are making the big shots, and try to free them up. And then we've been taking Augustine and putting him in the corner, which they can't leave. He's shooting 43 or 44 on threes. So that opens it up. And we're able to get the ball in the hands of the guys in the area where they feel very, very confident. And they know that it's going to be a high percentage shot, and we got a real big chance of winning that game.
Absolutely. You know, so we talk all the time about, you know, we're here to entertain you, but we're also here to educate you. And that was an educational aspect right there with Richie Adubato. Richie, I got about 30 seconds tonight. The Magic take on the Thunder. What is your take on Paul George? Is he an MVP candidate if a guy by the name of James Harden did not exist?
Well, he is having the greatest year that he's had. A couple of off years, the last couple. I mean, about 3 years ago, he was unbelievable. But now he's making the three ball, the three shot. Okay, I think he made 8 against Milwaukee this past week. 8 threes in the game at 36 points. So how hard is he to guard now? He always could attack. He always could find a way of getting open for medium range jump shot and drives. And now he's making that, which makes him very. Great, great year. No question about it. He deserves everything you got. But it's going to take an awful lot for us tonight. We'll have to, as we do, change up a little bit, rotate players, keep fresh people on them. And it's got to be a team. Again, we got to come in with a lot of pride, passion, and perseverance for 48 minutes.
Richie, I gave you 30 seconds. You took 50. So we got to get out of here. Thank you, Richie. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.